What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be entitled, "The Narcissist Will Never Forget You," because they don't. But before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure to check out joining the channel memberships. Like, so we have a lot of different offers going on the channel memberships. The link is in the description of every single YouTube video I do and whatnot. And just take a look at that. And y'all can see, this is my new studio for today. I'm outside, sitting outside right now, hanging out. I just feel like y'all can hear the nature around me. But, like, it's beautiful out here, y'all. I need a new setting, new energy. I need new energy, y'all. But let's hop into today's episode. The narcissist will never forget you. Seems grim, doesn't it? It seems very grim when I tell people that. Like, the narcissist will never, ever forget you. Oh, no. I mean, that could be a very bad thing because some people want the narcissist to leave them alone. And they want to just like, will they ever leave me alone? Will they ever forget me? Y'all, most narcissists will never forget you. Of course, a lot goes into that, y'all. And I'm not saying this, look, let me rewind a little bit. Just because the narcissist doesn't forget you or might not have forgotten you doesn't give you a reason to go back into a toxic relationship. Because some people will use what I'm saying right here as a reason to go back into toxicity. You see what I'm saying? Some people will use this as, do not. They will try to find a reason to go back. Oh, they never forgot me. I'm going to go back. No. So, of course, the narcissist, it depends on your relationship dynamic. If you were a one-night stand and just got your cheeks clapped or y'all just clapped some cheeks or whatever, they probably will forget you sooner or later, y'all. This is the way life goes. You know what I mean? If you're a one-night stand or y'all dated for just a month, they might forget you. But if y'all were married, y'all have kids, y'all had a long-term relationship, y'all had a lot of relationship first together, they probably won't forget you. You see what I'm saying? If you got a love bombing phase that was super intense, they probably won't forget you. I still remember people who I remember every woman that I've love bombed. Of course, again, relationship dynamics do matter. I was in long-term relationship with these people that I love bombed. I love bomb with intent. You see what I'm saying? I don't love bomb just to be love bombed. Like, hey, I'm not the damn Oprah Winfrey of narcissists. You get a love bomb. You get a love bomb. Everybody gets a damn love bomb. No. Right, if y'all made it this far, you gotta drop a bomb in the comment section. That'd be funny. but yeah. Everybody doesn't get love bomb, y'all. I mean, but everybody doesn't get love bomb by me. But they won't forget you, y'all. I still remember people that I dated from years ago. Y'all, I've been married for my anniversary. Oh, what's it? My anniversary is in 2 days. I've been married for 8 years. I still remember they just won't forget you. Sometimes that's not a good thing, though, because narcissistic people, some of them, become super obsessive. If the narcissist was obsessed with you, they won't forget you. I'll put it like that. If I had some type of obsession for you, then I will not forget you. You're in my mind. You're part of my being. You help shape me. Could you be that narcissistic person's one that got away? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. You could be, y'all. Did I used to have that feeling for people back in the day? Yeah, I feel like I had a one that got away. I feel like I had a couple that got away, honestly, because I wasn't a good man. Let's be realistic. You know what I mean? My wife could have been one of the people that got away, you know, but she came back. We're working on things now. But yeah, narcissistic people have a one that got away. I'm not saying it's you, but could it be you? Possibly. But I know people are going to say, but Lee, that's malarkey, that's bull hockey, whatever cuss words y'all be using nowadays. I'm not hip enough, y'all. I'm about to be 38 years old next month. but they, like I said, if they won't forget you, like, I know what people are going to say, y'all. But Lee, they seem so happy in a new relationship. They are, look, 2 weeks after I moved out, 2 weeks after we broke up, a month after we broke up, they're already in love with someone else. So they seem so happy. I'm pretty sure they forgot me. Why do you think they're in love with somebody else so quickly? Why do you think they are in love with somebody so quickly? Why do you think some narcissistic people have a type? Why do you think the new person, the narcissist, new supply, why do you think they start to act like you and start to dress like you sometimes and start to maybe behave like you, take on your personality characteristics even if you haven't met them? Because that narcissistic person is so obsessed with you, they're trying to find you in somebody else. They're trying to find you in someone else, or they're trying to create it. They're trying to create you in somebody else. Damn, this person got away from me. I'm going to make you this. You know, what's a common name? Ashley got away from me, but I meet Shannon. So Ashley got away, but I meet Shannon, but I miss Ashley. Damn it, I treat Ashley so badly. But Shannon, I will make you her. I'm going to make you her. I'm not going to talk bad about my ex. I'm going to hype her up. That's why you see some narcissistic people. If you were the new supply, if you were the narcissist new supply, that's why sometimes they don't talk junk about their exes. They talk them up. They talk good about their exes to make you feel like you have competition. I can go back to this ex if you don't act right. My ex liked this. She dressed like this. He dressed like this. He did this. He liked this. He didn't do this. You see what I'm saying? Now you start to act and behave like somebody you don't know. If you were the new supply, you might know exactly what I'm talking about. If I was obsessed with you, I will never forget you. You have left an indelible mark on my brain. I will never forget you. That doesn't mean I'm going to come back to you though. Let's get this straight though. Just because I won't forget you does not mean I will hoover you. You know, I have people that I will never forget that I won't go anywhere near. They might be unhooverable. You see what I'm saying? You might have moved on. You know? Believe, okay, go back to the part where you say, why do they move on quickly? Because they like the one reason the narcissistic people move on quickly is because we don't know how to self-soothe. If you break up with us, you discard us, we don't know how to self-soothe. So we need other people to help soothe us. We need other people to help heal. We can't heal on our own, y'all. We can't heal on our own. So we throw ourselves into something. We throw ourselves into another relationship to try to get over you, to try to forget about you. But while we're doing that, we're thinking about you more. You see what I'm saying? It's a very, very unique, crazy ass dynamic sometimes. When you are a narcissistic person like myself, I'm a narcissist. I have personality disorder. I'm not just narcissistic. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. I have people in my life that I will never forget, but I wouldn't try to go back to them. I wouldn't try to go back to them either. You see what I'm saying? The narcissist. And sometimes, y'all, you get the crazy-ass ones. You know what I mean? The super obsessed ones. They don't forget you, and they don't want you to forget them. So they try to stalk you. They try to stay in your life. You know what I mean? Just because they don't forget you, like I said, just because they will never forget you or might not ever forget you doesn't mean that they will come back to you. But sometimes they do go overboard, y'all. Sometimes some of these narcissistic people absolutely go overboard with the stuff that they do. They start stalking, they start harassing, they start popping up at your job. They don't want you to forget them. I'm obsessed with you. I need you. I want you to be obsessed with me. You see what I'm saying? I need that obsession from you. I need it back. I need you to match my energy. Y'all see the sun is rising and whatnot. I need you to match my energy. I'm going to turn this way. I feel like I'm soaking up the sun. I feel like I'm getting more energy right here, y'all. I'm just joking. But yeah, I need you to match my energy right here. So if I'm obsessed with you, I want you to be obsessed with me. Or I'm going to keep popping up on you. You do get the obsessive, just wild ass narcissistic people that will not leave you alone. They don't forget you. And they will not leave you alone. I've talked to people who this has been going on for years, and some people are scared to call the police. They're like, but I don't want to call the police because I don't want to ruin their life. Y'all, if somebody is stalking and harassing you, you are not ruining their life. They are doing it to themselves. They are the ones who are actively stalking and harassing you. You're not ruining their life. You know what I mean? You're not ruining their life. And again, y'all, I'm not saying I feel like I have to keep repeating this because people take it the wrong way. Just because a narcissist, you see what I'm saying? Just because a narcissist doesn't forget you is not a good thing, y'all. I know people are just like, oh, I know that the way we used to do it, the clap cheeks. I know they're not forget me. They don't have, yeah. Could they be a part of it? Yeah, but that, like, that's replaceable. That's blowing my mind. The cheek clapping, I can get it up in cheeks. All right. You see what I'm saying? The narcissistic person in your life will never forget you. Some of them won't, y'all. It's a wild number. Let's just say plenty of them won't forget you. But that's not necessarily a good thing. So again, because if they won't forget you, like, if I was obsessed with you, if I was in love with you, I probably won't forget you. But again, the obsession can go overboard and turn into something very, very dark, y'all. Turn into something very, very scary. So be very careful when you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever. Because at the end of the day, narcissists are self-serving people. They're going to try to serve themselves. And just because they find a new supply does not mean that they won't come back to you. Some of them absolutely use a new supply as a placeholder. You mean? Some of them use the new supply as a placeholder just to keep you, to keep trying to come back to you. Again, that's just part of the dynamic, y'all, that happens in toxic relationships when you're dealing with toxic people, toxic narcissistic people. But anyways, y'all, I have a one-on-one coming up. If you haven't already, y'all, hop over to Amazon, check out that self-love journal, I Love Me, a self-love journal by Lee Hammack. Check it out. Of course, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.